fingers, side of the face.
What?
Slap!
Hey, what's up? It's Da Huff. It's another episode of Da Huff Uncensored. Gotta love Dave Chappelle. Anytime you can throw in some Dave Chappelle into a show, it's going to be a great show. We got a lot coming your way, but first, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, and NBA and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including your latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to betonline.ag today, or go ahead and use your mobile device to get in on all the action. It's BetOnline where the game starts. Let's do it! Speaking of starting, let's jump into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
I think this is hilarious. It's so random. And if you guys remember, I think it was last year, people were speculating whether China, a particular zoo in China, was pretending to have sun bears, because sun bears act and kind of look like there's somebody in a costume, but they swore up and down that they weren't. So anyway, the reason why I bring that up is now apparently a lot of people that went to the zoo at a different zoo in China are pissed off and feel deceived, because they discovered that the panda exhibit that they decided they wanted to go into this zoo to go see, they went in there only to find out that the pandas were indeed dogs with spray paint on them. Well, maybe not spray paint, but it was like, hair dye or something like that. That's so dumb. Why would you do that as a zoo? Like, people are going to find out. People aren't dumb. The dogs are actually Chow Chow dogs. They're a big-haired breed of dogs from, I want to say, northern China. Okay, adorable, adorable dogs. Especially when you put the paint on them. Ooh. Now, when asked why they had the canines engaged in, as they wrote, in panda cosplay, a rep explained, "There are no panda bears at the zoo, and we wanted to do this as a result." I mean, they're being honest. They're like, "Well, we didn't have any pandas. So we're like, let's make some." Then the weird guy in the back room, when they proposed the idea, is like, "Can I have sex with it first?" Be like, "Dude, you're not going to another zoo to bang a panda and try to bring home the spawn of you and the panda. God, Todd, you're so fucking dumb. But I like where your head's at." Ah, that's so funny. That's such a rinky-dink thing to do. Now, I'd be surprised if there's any sort of consequences for it, but it is kind of hilarious when you think about it. I would be pissed. But that being said, I'm not like so gung-ho. Like, I've never remember, if you lived in Colorado, do you remember Klondike and snow? There was polar bears that were baby polar bears here in Colorado for the longest time. And there was t-shirts made of them. The news was like major rock hard for anything revolving around the story of Klondike and Snow, these two baby polar bears. I guess when I was a kid, I would have been excited to go see it. But me as an adult, I don't give a fuck. Listen, I'll take the kids to the zoo just to walk around, spend some time. I'm not overly excited about any animals out there, unless I get to participate in feeding them or something like that. Like, Scott, we're going to strap some meat to your back. And how fast can you run? I'm sorry, what now? And then, just let me go. See how long I can last to a tiger or a lion. That would be fun. Now, don't get me wrong. I may get injured. I may get injured. I just don't see the extreme appeal to go to the zoo that much. I like it. It's fun. It's a great excuse to get the kids out of the house and go for a walk. And, you know, it's neat. It's fun. I don't have a burning desire. I wouldn't be upset if I found out that the giraffes were just like horses were with a fake head attached to it. Like, you know, paper mache head attached to it. Like, it's weird that he has two sets of eyes and two mouths. It's weird. He got a mouth on his neck and then he has a mouth way up there. Who knew? I guess I don't know enough about animals. But I wouldn't be pissed about it. Like some people are, quote unquote, outraged. I think that if you're that outraged, maybe you need to look at your life. If you're that pissed off that the zoo put some, you know, men's hair care on a couple dogs to make them look like panda bears, then there's probably something missing in your life. Like the fact that you don't have a life. So crazy. This is interesting, but stay with me on this one. A grocery store in Texas broke a Guinness World Record by gathering more than 311,000 avocados into a single display. Here's what bugs me about that. As somebody that goes to the grocery store, I love avocados, love making guacamole. Okay. I'll even, dare I say it, make avocado toast. I make guacamole toast. There's a difference. I like it with flavor. You psycho bastards that are just like, let's cut up an avocado and put it plainly on toast. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. You probably banged your head too many times as a child. You got to add some good ingredients to that. Make it guacamole, spread it over the toast. It's fucking delicious. If you just put avocado on toast, you probably should be on a watch list. I'm just saying, it's fact. But here's the thing. Every time I go to the grocery store to pick out some avocados, you got to be careful. And I've seen it firsthand. Because a lot of them are bruised or squished, and I've seen people like squeezing them. Like, you're not making avocado or guacamole and just leaving it for somebody. Like, I've done my good deed for the day. I took these avocados and pre-made guacamole for them. Now I'm just going to put them back on the display for somebody to buy it. They're going to be so happy when they get home. No, they're not. They're going to be cursing whoever the dumb fuck was that did that. I've had avocados where you get them home and then you're like, you don't realize that somebody had pushed their thumb into it. Then you cut it after a couple of days because you're wanting it to ripen. And then you open it up and then you see it like a thumbprint in there. And you're like, you fucking dicks. Or a thumbprint and a couple fingerprints on the other side. You fucking dicks. Don't do that. So I see this giant display. I'm like, yeah, that's great. Congratulations. How many of those avocados are just trash because some dipshit boomers going over there squeezing the avocados? I'm holding my hands like they're double squeezing, like it's a giant cock for some reason. I'm sorry. I'm like looking at myself in the camera going, what the fuck am I doing? That's not avocados. That's like, it's a dong. Okay. I was going to say something like that's a baguette of bread. Oh, hey, ma'am, I'm looking for... Could you imagine doing that? You should do this when you're in the grocery store. Yeah, you know where the bakery is, but you just want to have some fun. Be like, you ask like the front clerk or something like that. Be like, and then you use your hands as a gesture and you're like double fisting a cock and just be like, hey, where's your baguettes of bread? Do you guys have any bananas? Where's the produce? Sorry. Just a reminder that I'm a child, okay? I'm easily entertained, and I'm just giving you guys some advice. If you do that, please let me know. How's that going? Anyway, I'm not allowed in Safeway anymore. The Met Gala is going on. It's basically a bunch of rich dicks prancing around in overly priced, shitty costumes. Right? you watch it. I'm looking at the pictures and stuff like that online. I did a little spoof that I posted on my Facebook and Twitter account at DeHuff Podcast, where I, you know, allegedly was there at the gala, and it's me with my, you know, glittery balls. Is what it is. It's pretty funny. I laughed. Anyway, so it's just like so, like it's just a bunch of high end dicks prancing around, essentially making anybody that can't afford those outfits feel like shit in a sense. I mean, just how about you just show up? I don't get fashion whatsoever. And I will say this, as I was like trying to find a good picture for me to superimpose my picture on, I'm like, there was a few guys out there, it was usually guys, that were just dressed in a tuxedo. I'm like, that's fine. That's good. They're not trying to do something. I think Dwayne Wade was out there and he had a purple tux. It was nice, okay? Nothing too crazy. But, you know, you see these ladies with these crazy outfits. There was some dude that looked like he had an inflatable costume that was like deflated on him. It was really bizarre. I don't even know who half these people are. I just don't like it. And then it's just like you see people like Kim Kardashian and everybody out there, and that's like what they live for is this nonsense. I don't get it. I don't understand fashion. But that being said, I guess ultimately it's not really hurting anybody. All it does, though, it's just a gathering of rich people showing off how much money they spend on stupid clothes, right? Whereas I watch that and I'm like, man, I couldn't imagine. Somebody was joking around on the picture. They're like, what are you wearing today, Duff? And then they said something about, you know, some, you know, like, is it Kirkland brand? Like, no, it's George by Walmart. Because I look at clothes, it's just like, is it comfortable? Is it, you know, something that you can wear out outside and inside? Yeah, whatever. Who cares? And then especially if it's comfortable, good material, and if it's free, yeah, I'm definitely wearing that shit. I just don't understand people. I guess that's just rich people problems or a rich person's life is that, like, once you get to a certain you know, level of wealth that you got to attend things like this, where you got to just show up wearing fancy clothes. I would love to see a dude just show up and just be in like a t-shirt, jeans, you know, some beat up lawn mowing shoes. You know, y'all, I don't know about you. I have a pair of lawn mowing shoes. It's usually when I buy a new pair of shoes, the old pair gets designated to be the new lawn mowing shoes, and then I throw out the disgusting, you know, just stanky lawn mowing shoes from before. So there's always a process in that. I would love to see somebody show up at the Met Gala wearing that type of shit. You know, just some dude. He got like some free t-shirt from some event. He's wearing that. You know, why not? It's ridiculous. My God. A Met Gala, just a bunch of rich dicks prancing around showing off their wealth.
Right, as always.
Ken knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah! Woohoo! Woo! I think I need to fix my audio board. It is jacking up in my ears. Oh, God. Go get the canned air and see if I can fix it. I don't want to take it apart. I do not want to take it apart. Because I will fuck it up. I will fuck shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Right, as always.
Ken, that wasn't meant for you, okay? Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. You know what's good and is for you is Sugar Fire in Westminster. Amazing place to grab some barbecue. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. It's crazy because I tell you all the time that they have just these amazing entrees, whether it's ribs, smoked brisket, smoked wings, you know, amazing burgers, so many great sandwiches that you can get there and amazing sides. But I also try to tell you, especially with graduation coming up and weddings and birthdays, that's the place to go. Sugar Fire in Westminster to get your catering done. They are fantastic. You got to go check them out. And a good way to do that is go to sugarfiresmokehouse.com and you can just browse their products and see what they got for catering. It's really nice, really convenient, and they knock it out of the park. I've talked to so many people that are like, yeah, I had a meeting at work and Sugar Fire catered it, and it was crazy. Knocks all the other barbecue places out of the water. Sugar Fire in Westminster is legit. You got to go check them out. And if you decide, you know, you want to go in there and eat, it's family friendly. It's great for date night. But again, they just crush it when it comes to catering. Go check them out. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron, right next to Snooze on the south side of 144th. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westie. Again, go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. The other day, I went over to Jad's Mile High Smoke, and it's really cool when you go in there. It works like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. It's the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado, and you got to go by and check it out. You can purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate and consume what you'd like, and then take the rest home. Jad's has something for everyone. They offer a wide selection of flower, pre-rolls, concentrates, and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. So you go to the bar in there, and you're like, oh, I'll take a Sprite, and let's go ahead and buy some of, you know, whatever weed, and then they give you a bong that's nice and clean because they clean it after every use. It is so beautiful what they have going on over there. They got 7 big screen TVs to catch your favorite sporting event, or maybe you want to host a watch party. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes to choose from. They also got a quarter arcade for pinball machines, Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. They have a ton of events going on a regular basis. My particular one that I need to go check out is they have comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month. Plus, they got live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puff and paints, game nights, a whole bunch of other stuff going on. There's always something fun going on at Jad's. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. You got to go check out Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. Again, they're open noon to 10. You got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. Before I get into the mailbag, I saw this and I was like, what the fuck? A woman caused several crashes around the Boston area, and she finally is driving through the Fenway Park gate, and she was about to go out onto the field, and I don't even know how the fuck she got in there, because usually stadiums have it blocked off where you can't get in there. I know I've never been to Fenway, but like I think of Coors Field, and it's like it's damn near impossible to do something like that. But anyway, she's driving through the Fenway gate. Somehow her vehicle made it through that. And she was about to go out onto the field and just fuck up the field when a Hero forklift operator goes and just smashes into her car to stop it. What the fuck? What a bitch. But then it started making me think, the moral of the story is they're in fucking Boston, where you can go, cock your tub if you're in fucking Boston. It's fucking wicked easy. You can go get Tommy. You can get Sal. Maybe watch a good bit of Ben Affleck film, okay? Again, I suck at Boston. Suck at Boston. Go eat some chatter. Watch the Sox. And then afterwards, so bad. You go to Dunks and then throw your buddy in the wood chipper. That made no sense. I don't even know what I said. Okay. Some guy from Boston's like, oh, fuck yeah. That's fucking great. Look at him. Where's fucking Tom Brady? He's still fucking crying in his fucking pillow after getting roasted. don't fucking talk about Robert Kraft like that. Fuck you. Where's Mark Wahlberg? Huh? He's probably eating one of his brother's burgers. Fuck him. Him and fucking Tommy over there talking about bad Affleck, and then he's over there eating a fucking burger. Huh? Where's fucking Tom? Where's Tom Brady? Huh? Getting jerked off by Ted the teddy bear. That's where he's at. Anyway. I love those movies, Ted. They're so freaking good. Speaking of good, let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from Derek. He says, a guy just flipped out on me at work because I said the Denver Nuggets, played like trash, claiming I'm not a true fan. What the fuck? Dude, I see that all the time. It happens with the Broncos, and now it's happening more and more with the Nuggets, because we talked about this yesterday. I've been talking to several people off air about it, that coming up to me, because as they were heading into this series with the Timberwolves, you know, there was a lot of concern, and they're lucky that the Lakers sucked, because the Lakers were still in that series, even though the Nuggets won in five. The Denver Nuggets are playing like trash. And if you cannot see that as a fan, then honestly, I don't think you're that great of a fan. Because part of being a fan is swallowing the hard truth. You like to swallow, don't you? Yeah, you do. You do. And that's okay. Everybody likes a swallower. But here's the thing when it comes to the Nuggets. They're playing like shit. Are they done? No, they're not. I'm wearing a shirt that says, embrace the suck. Mark Schlereth used to have a t-shirt company called Clubhouse Gear. Really good shirts. He just couldn't keep up with the demand, I believe. Anyway, the saying, embrace the suck, is not a sexual innuendo, right? It's about embracing your failures in order to achieve success. And that's what the Nuggets need to do. Don't fucking sit there on the bench and pull a hissy fit and cry in your fucking, you know, towel. Learn from your mistakes. Get out there and win the fucking games. It's a little ridiculous. You see Jamal Murray throw a fucking heat pack onto the court while the play was going on, in the middle of a scrum of players. And honestly, he should be suspended for that. I'll say a game, right? I'm not going to say like two games. That to me seems ridiculous. The reason why I say he should be suspended for that is somebody could get injured. And basketball players are pussies for the most part. Let's be honest. If that was hockey, they people would be fine about it. They'd be like, oh, I slipped and sprained my ankle. I'll go back out on the ice in 5 minutes. Basketball, they're done. So all joking aside, it's somebody could have been injured. And talk about a poor sport. You're getting kicked in the teeth. You have a choice. You're on the ground, getting beat down. Are you going to sit there, or are you going to get up and try to throw some haymakers and get back in this series? I was listening to Ryan Blackburn, who does a great job with Mile High Sports covering the Denver Nuggets. One of the top podcasts in basketball. Like, he does a phenomenal job. Here's Ryan. This is right before game two, but it still has the same meaning.
This is really the first adversity that they have faced since the bubble. Denver goes down 3-1 multiple times, and they had adversity in that situation. They had a lot to prove. And what did they do? They rose to the occasion. They came back multiple times. That was how they responded to their last time facing adversity. And I wonder what they do in this opportunity, because let's face it, they have not been a team that has been as hungry this year as they were last year. I'm very curious to see what a loss in a situation like this looks like and whether they can conjure up that same hunger, that same drive that drove them during last year's run, but also in previous iterations where they're actually down, because this is the first time that they've been down in a series in a long, long time.
Ryan Blackburn, again, with Mile High Sports. You got to check him out. He does a great job. And he's absolutely right. And it's a great example. Like, I always say this because it's going on in my life right now. My son is in baseball. And I think at some level, at some times, this is where a loss can be good. Because it depends on how you use it. My son, like, they were losing the other day. They had a doubleheader this past weekend. The first game, they were down. They were down by a couple runs, end up coming back because they didn't give up and came back and won. Game two, same thing. They fought back. There was a point in time where one of the coaches had to rally up the boys in the dugout and say, listen, you're not done. Okay, do not give up. Support each other. Go out there and fight. You are not done. They made it. They made a hefty attempt to come back, but they didn't win. But the thing is, every kid after that game, they were proud of themselves for them fighting back, but they were also irritated that they lost. And that's good. You've got to embrace your failures. You have to. You can't just sit there and swim in them. You sit there and swim in them, you're just going to live there. You can, I've heard this one. You can visit Pity City, but you can't stay there. Okay? The Nuggets, you're in Pity City right now. But when you get up to Minnesota, that shit's gone. You go in there and you embarrass the Timberwolves on their court. Okay? You're not done. Go out there and beat the snot out of the Timberwolves. It's not going to be easy. They're a good fucking team. You got kicked in the gut by the Timberwolves 2 games in a row. Go out there, quit being a bunch of pussies and pulling temper tantrums and throwing heat packs onto the fucking court during the game. Act like a goddamn professional, Jamal. Okay? I hope he's embarrassed by it. And I hope that fuels him to go out there, you know, when he's allowed back on the court, because I assume, I haven't seen it yet, I would assume that he gets suspended for a game. If he doesn't, that's great for Nuggets country or Nuggets nation, right? But I can't imagine that not happening. But the thing is, the Nuggets need to suck it up and go out there and let that failure fuel them. Embrace the suck, Nuggets. Embrace it. The Wolves, Timberwolves, are a great team. You need to show them that you're a great team as well. It's good to have adversity. It's good to run into a brick wall every now and then. Because now you need to know how to combat that. You need to know how to defeat and knock down that wall. It's not going to be easy. The Timberwolves aren't just going to give you a fucking game. Not like the fucking Lakers did. Go out there and show them you're all balls.
That's right. Nuggets need to go out there and go, God damn it, look at these. They're huge. Embrace my balls. Please enjoy them as I whoop your ass.
I don't know what that was, but you're welcome. Cowboy, thanks, I guess. But you see what I'm saying. You can't sit there and dwell in your failures. I'm very disappointed in Jamal Murray for throwing that heat pack onto the court. You see him clear as day throw it. You see it. And everybody is around, you know, they're in the paint, right? And he throws it right there. Somebody could have slipped on it and, you know, torn something or broke something. Or just got a big owie. Because, again, basketball. That's unacceptable. And I want the Nuggets to win this series. That's not how you do it. It's not how you do it. You go down swinging. You don't go down throwing cheap shots. And that's essentially what that was. That could have hurt one of his own players, too. How dumb is that, Jamal? Fuck, man. You screwed up. Okay? Own up to it. Come out. Say, I screwed up. I can't believe that I did something so dumb. And then go out there when you're allowed back on the court and go out there and assert your dominance. Man, it bugs the shit out of me that they're going out there sucking cock. And that doesn't make you a bad Nuggets fan if you go out there and admit that your team is playing like trash. I respect a fan more when they can go out there and be honest about their team. Don't sit there and go, "Oh, you're not a good fan because you're not accepting the fact that they're out there. They're trying their best." No, I don't think they're trying their best. I don't think they are. I think they're stuck in a low gear and they need this kick in the pants to jar them out of their little fantasy world and get them to shift into high gear. It's like, come on, man. It doesn't make you a bad fan if you call out your team. I expect a professional team to act professional and give 100%. That's what they get paid for. That's their job. That's their gig. Okay? You go out there and you get just run over and then you start throwing heat packs onto the court? No, fuck you, man. You can't be playing like that. That's Bush League. That's bullshit.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, it pisses me off. Exactly. Man, it just... Here's the thing. I'm not a huge Nuggets fan either. I'm essentially on the bandwagon. For years, I wanted to like the Nuggets, but they just played like trash. And then, you know, they would do well, blah, blah, blah. Now they're a legitimate team. But the problem is they're running into last year, like Ryan Blackburn said, they had a fire in their belly. They were trying to prove a fucking point. Well, their point's already been proven that they can win a championship. The thing is, they don't have that fire in their belly. They have the talent. But, you know, they're laying down. Go out there and kick the shit out of them. My God, you got the talent. Fucking use it. Like I said, I'm not a huge Nuggets fan. But I'm a Colorado fan. I support the teams, except for the Rockies, until they start playing well, until they get a new ownership in there. But the Nuggets, you have the talent. Go out there and whip out your talent. Avalanche play tonight against the Dallas Stars. I believe the Stars are favored in that series. Go out there, Avalanche. Play like the underdog. Nuggets, play like the fucking underdog. Get pissed off. Go out there and play. People think you suck. The Nuggets, you're a joke right now. Use that. Use that to fuel yourselves to go out there and kick the shit out of the Timberwolves, okay? People are laughing at you. Go out there and shut them up. You got the skill. Don't be throwing heat packs onto the court because you're getting kicked in the teeth. No. Go out there and flex on them. Show everybody what you're made of. Show them that you're the Denver fucking Nuggets. God, man. Don't be rolling over playing dead. Jesus. Anyway. Sorry.
I got a little passionate. I did.
Anyway. Hey, by the way, this Thursday, I'm going to be at La Eagle on May 9th. Starting at 11 a.m. They're at 380 Quivis Street in Denver. I'll have some prizes to give away while they last. I'll give you a sneak peek of what the prizes are. At the very least, I got a few $100 gift cards for car washes. Okay? You're welcome. That's courtesy of Jimmy Suds and The Final Word with Mile High Sports. So I'll be giving some of those away. That'll be great. Hopefully you come by. I'm going to give you a winning phrase. This is how you get the prizes. That you have to come up to me and shake my hand and go, well, that's one hell of a handshake. You whack it? You don't have to say that. It would be funny. It would be funny because, like, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there that don't know. And if I have all these people showing up, they're like, oh, that's a heck of a handshake. You must whack it a lot. Anyway, you got to come by. Again, it's La Eagle on May 9th. So this Thursday, starting at 11 a.m. I'll probably be there till about 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're, you know, going to just be celebrating with La Eagle and having a good time. Get you out there. 380 Quivis Street in Denver. Again, I'll have some prizes. I'll be hanging out with you, Mile High Sports, and, of course, La Eagle. Big thanks to you guys for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. All joking aside, being the number one ranked podcast, comedy podcast in the state of Colorado means a lot to me, and that's all because of you guys. You guys are amazing. Yes, I'll go off on tangents, but this is uncensored. The main focus is to have some good times, but when a local team needs a talking to, okay, I'll put them over my knee like the Denver Nuggets and give them a few swats on the bottom, and then hopefully send them on their way, and then they go do some good things. It needs to happen. Somebody needs to do it. Come on, let's not pussyfoot around this shit. Nuggets need to pull their big boy pants up and get out on the court and give it to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Jeez. Thanks to you guys for listening. You guys are amazing. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And, of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. It's DeHuff Uncensored. You guys have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.